Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is our time that we just stand to our feet and begin to open up with our morning hymn. This will be our monthly hymn today. Great is our faithfulness. Are you glad to be in the sanctuary today? Good morning, Shiloh. Are you glad to be in the sanctuary today? Put your hands together and bless God in this place, because great is thy faithfulness. Good morning to those on streaming faith or streaming live. We're here to give God glory. We have our communicators here. Great is thy faithfulness to be up on the screens. We have the choir here. Let's sing it together. Help me. And
great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There!
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we do thank you so much for what you've done for us. We thank you, O Father God, for waking up this morning. We thank you, O Father God, that when we opened our eyes, the world was still turning. The sun was still shining. We thank you, O Father God, for the blood still running through our veins. Lord, we ask that your spirit would move through us, O Lord, like the blood running through our veins. Lord, move throughout this entire congregation today, O Father God. Allow your anointing, O Lord, to touch each and every one of us, O Lord. Flow through our hearts and our minds, O Lord, that such great love will pour out toward us and toward each other, Lord. We ask you, O Father God, that you might bless those that are being baptized today, O Father God. Those that joined the new congregation today, O Father God, thank you for all the increases that you're giving to the Shiloh Baptist Church. Lord, you're great, and your faithfulness, O Father God, is continued. We thank you, O Father God. We ask that you might bless our pastor, O Father God, as she brings the word. We ask you, O Father God, touch those hearts, O Father, that are grieving, O Lord. Allow your spirit to lift them up, O God, to strengthen them, O Father God. Encourage us today that we might continue on this journey. Strengthen us, O Father God. We ask you, O God, that you might edify us through the word today, O Lord. Lift us up, O Father God, that we might shout with joy, that we might praise your holy name, that we might holler hallelujah from the bottom of our hearts, O Lord, because you're God and you're God all by yourself. And we love you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Good morning, Shiloh. You may be seated.
Good morning.
We are just blessed beyond measure by our Heavenly Father. We are able to come. Yeah, that's all right. We can give him glory and praise. Thank you. We're able to come now for the third straight month. The third straight month for baptism. What a blessing. What a blessing that we have. Thank you, thank you. I know the members of our congregation really want to hear the names of those being baptized and just a tiny little story. There'll be some more stories later. And so we want to be able to appreciate what they are doing because they're making their private, personal decision that if they are following the Lord in Christian baptism, they're making their decision public and sharing it with us. And what an honor that we have. Everybody doesn't get that privilege, so we are so happy to have that. And today we have from the young to the senior. And that's just such a wonderful blessing in and of itself, too. So I'm going to call them up individually by name. They're going to come and stand in front of you, make their statement, and then they'll be baptized after we have prayer over them. So first I'd like to have Shakita and her daughter, Nevaeh Ross. A family, mom and daughter. This will be something they'll talk about for a long time, being baptized together. We have our young member, Madison Reeder. Come on up, Madison. Yeah. Come on. Fight over just a little. Okay. Then we have Yomi Forsh Hamilton. She's joining us today. And we have Rhea Fryer. Come on up and join. I am so honored. This is a special privilege that I have. So, Shakita, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Are you ready to be baptized? Amen. Nevaeh, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Are you ready to be baptized? Amen. And Madison, my dear Madison. Madison just was hanging with me yesterday, and I thank you. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Yes, I know you have. You ready to be baptized? Amen. All right. And Yomi, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And you're ready to be actually rebaptized for your own reasons. Excellent. Thank you. And Rhea, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And you're ready to be baptized. Amen. You've all heard their statements. They're all ready. They are ready. And we're ready to be with them too. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, Lord, these here, Lord, have accepted you into their hearts. And they're ready to follow the example that you set into baptism. To be immersed in the water, Lord, to die to the old and to be raised to the new. What a blessed privilege we have to share in this time with them. So we ask that the Holy Spirit just be on each one of them individually, Lord, that he would hover over them as they go in the water and that he is there with them when they come up. And Father, we just celebrate this time. Thank you for the opportunity and the blessed privilege that you give us. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, amen. You can go and be baptized.
Surrender. it's all to thee. Yes, I Zion, lift up your voice and give the Lord some praise. Anybody have a surrender in their mouth? Hallelujah. A surrender in their heart that God, I give everything to you. Just want to praise you forever. Hallelujah. And give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord on today? Because if you're here, that means that you are alive. Hallelujah. And we want an alive praise in the house. Hallelujah. What's your name? Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, oh, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Come on, everybody, say, I just want to praise.
Just want to praise you
forever.
Tell
the blessings and glory
and glory
and honor
and
back on yesterday, if you can look back on last month, if you can look back on last year, and you have anything to be thankful for, lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and give God the glory that is to his name. God, we're so thankful.
Glory.
God, we're so thankful.
Glory. Glory.
Don't stop praising him. Praising him. Hallelujah. For all that he has done. We've seen it right here in this church this morning. Anybody want to shout amen on the baptismal? Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. We want to welcome all of our visitors and friends, but I want to make sure that we welcome those who are online. I'm going to ask that you hit us up in the chat room. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Talk to our concierges. That's what Pastor calls them, Minister West and Minister Mitchell. Let them know who you are, where you're coming from, so that we might be of assistance to you, even in this hour of worship. We never know what's on others' mind. Pay attention as we continue to go through. Those of you who are visiting with us here in the sanctuary, would you please stand? If you are just visiting with us today, amen, amen. Saw you come in, sis. Amen, 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 and amen, amen. I am going to ask that you do not sit down. Please remain standing. Please remain standing. Our ushers have something very special for you. And that is our very special way of saying welcome to this place. This is a place of peace. Say amen, Shiloh. Where Jesus is Lord. Did we get everyone? And it is a place where you and you and you and you are loved. In your gift, in your hand, there are two things I want you to do. One of those is an envelope. I want you to remember at our offering time how to use that. But the second is the most important. At the bottom of your letter from Pastor Brown is a tear-off. Please fill that out. Put it in the offering basket when you come by. Say amen. Come on, Shiloh, say amen to all of those who are visiting with us today. We praise God for them and all that they are. I'm going to move out of the way and bring your attention to the video screens. I'm going to ask, please pay attention to the announcements on the video screen. I guarantee you, if you govern yourselves accordingly, there's a blessing in store. Amen?
Amen.
Join us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. for our morning prayer call. Please call 757-841-1415 using access code 673-4192. Tuesday Bible study returns in person on May 3rd at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks in the sanctuary and streamed to the church website, followed by 7 p.m. Bible study with Pastor Brown in the Cultural Arts Center and on Zoom. We hope to see you there. Join us as we walk and pray for our community on May 5th at 5 p.m. for the National Day of Prayer. Please meet at the 4th Street side of Shiloh. For more information, please call the church office. The Martial Arts Ministry returns on May 14th and May 21st at 8:30 a.m. For more information, please contact Reverend Larry Atkins at martialarts@shilohplainfield.org. Shiloh's Women's Fellowship Ministry returns to in-person fellowship on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m. in the Cultural Arts Center. If you would like to attend, please sign up in the lobby after service. Men's Fellowship returns on May 21st at 9:30 a.m. in the Cultural Arts Center. Please contact Steve Holmes for more information. Join us for a weekend of celebration beginning on Saturday, May 14th at 4 p.m. with Jazz in the Sanctuary. followed by our church anniversary celebrating 114 years on Sunday, May 15th at 9 a.m. Shiloh's baby dedication will be held on Sunday, May 22nd. Please email Sister Marlene Powell at officeassistant@shilohplainfield.org if you would like to have your child dedicated. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings. Giving can be done by mail, the church website at shilohplainfield.org, through Zelle, using Cash App using the hashtag Shiloh Plainfield, PayPal, or Givealify. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you know why I was really glad? Because I knew that the presence of the Lord would be here at 515 West 4th Street. But I was also even gladder because I knew that you all would be here. Can you just look at somebody next to you and say, I'm so glad that you came to church today. And not only am I glad that you came to church today, I'm glad that you're sitting by me. Let them know I'm glad that you're sitting by me. And thank you for coming to church today, and I'm glad that you're sitting by me. Thank you all for logging in online today, and we're glad that you're streaming with us. What a wonderful day it is to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. How many of you know that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before? Do you have that testimony? Can you just wave your hand if that's your testimony? That every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Shiloh family, we are re-engaging. Did you notice? Did you pay attention to the video announcements today? We are re-engaging, and so we've got martial arts coming back this month. All the ladies in the house, say hey. Hey, ladies. Women's fellowship is coming back in person this month. All the brothers in the house, say what's up. Hey, brothers. Men's fellowship is coming back in person this month. And guess what else? On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Bible study is coming back in person this coming Tuesday. And so we invite all of you. We will have a Zoom option, but we do invite you to come and join us for Bible study in person. I am so excited to have the opportunity to share and to lead Bible study at the evening hour. Where is Deaconess Banks? Deaconess Banks is Wonder Woman, and she not only leads our new members, but she also teaches the 11 o'clock a.m. Bible study. And so telephone, tell a friend, let them know that Shiloh Baptist Church is re-engaging. And so we will be back for several things over the course of this month and the next few months that are to come. A little birdie told me that we have a couple in the house that celebrated 53 years of marriage. I also heard that they were out until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then my soul got excited, Deacon Ham, because one half of that couple still made it on time to serve in the choir this morning. Will the Wilsons please stand up? Come on, the Wilsons. 53 years of marriage. 53 years. Come on, let's celebrate. We're celebrating marriage. Celebrate black love in the house. Anybody love black love? Just make some noise for black love. And black love that lasts 53 years. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm glad that we have folks in this church who've been married 53 years who stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the right church. I done found my tribe. But we celebrate the Wilsons and wish you many more happy and healthy years to come. And we also want to wish a happy birthday to Sister Tina Marshall. Happy birthday, Tina. Come on, let's sing it.
To you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tina.
celebrate her life. Let's celebrate her life. Tina leads us so wonderfully and skillfully in worship week in and week out. And so we celebrate your life, Tina. We're glad that you live, and we're glad that God sent you and allowed all of our paths to cross your way. And we are wishing you many happy and healthy years. I don't think she might have been out till 1. What time did you come in? 3 o'clock. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, the choir is the Marines. They just stay out all night, but they're here on time. That's my kind of choir. Were all of y'all out? Let me mind my business. Just mind my business. Focus, Pastor Brown, focus. Focus on the announcements. And then, do you all believe in miracles? If you believe in miracles, wave your hand at me if you believe in miracles. Well, just in case you wondered if miracles exist, where is Zendra Qualls? They tell me that she's in church today. Can you wave your hand and let the people see a miracle? Let the people see a miracle right there. A miracle is in our midst. We are so happy to see you. We are so happy to see you. Can you just tell somebody God is still in the healing business? Just in case you were wondering, God is still in the healing business. Matter of fact, tell somebody else, take heart. God is still in the healing business. When you came in, you should have received a little postcard. Did you get a postcard that asks you what's your two favorite? I need your help. I won't tell you yet what it's for. Some people know. Y'all keep a secret, preachers. Don't tell them. But we need your help. I need you to please share with us your top two favorite cookout songs. You know, you go, y'all stay out till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. I know that you also go to cookouts. And so the top two songs that you like to hear, that you have heard at a cookout, if you would just print on that card, and please print legibly in English. And so you can save your Greek and Hebrew letters for another time. But please print legibly, and when we come around for the offering, you can drop that card in the offering basket. Is that what we're doing, Jay, or do we have the other? Just drop it in the offering basket along with your offering. Don't just drop that. Wait, y'all, did you hear me? Deacon Davis, do you think they're clear? Don't just drop that, but drop your offering, right? Offering envelope in there, and you'll understand it better by and by, but I need your help. And so please share with me your top two favorite cookout songs. And then we want to invite you on the 15th. You saw that it is our church anniversary. We're celebrating. We are so excited. Where is Sister Brooke Bauer Swain? Stand up, Brooke. Brooke, born and raised in this church. She is our chair. She is chairing the church anniversary committee, and she's doing a wonderful job. And so we are so excited about what they have put together. We will have some t-shirts on sale next Sunday. You can purchase a t-shirt that says, "I love Shiloh," and we'll wear those on the third Sunday for our church anniversary as well. But also on the 15th, Pastor Ryan Buckland of the Tabernacle Baptist Church will be celebrating his first pastoral anniversary. And so we have been invited to come and share and celebrate with him. And they wanted us to know that service begins at 2:30, but they'll have some food. And so we can celebrate here. And then those of you that want transportation, the Jesus bus will be available. You can sign up for that. We'll celebrate here and then go eat at Tabernacle and church at Tabernacle and just call it a day. Amen. Some of y'all need a little extra church. You need some all-day church. Some all-day church. Especially if y'all stay out all night long. You need to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm really mad because I didn't get invited. You know, I was in the house by 6 last night. Nobody even invited me, Deacon Rodney. What's up? I guess. Oh, well. Whatever. We also have some good news. I want to share some good news with you. We are praying for all of those who are sick, those that are grieving, our families who are grieving, those that have to travel to bury loved ones, and praying traveling mercies. And please know that you are always in our prayers. Sister Leilani Leeson was recognized. Again, it seems like every week we get more good news from Miss Leilani. Leilani was recognized as part of the 2022 Department of Advertising and Public Relations Award, aka the Dapper Awards, at Temple University. We also celebrate Jaleel Lee, who was selected as a protocol intern for diplomatic and consular relations at Miami International Airport this semester. And that's not the only thing, but he was also the recipient of John W. Thomas UNCF Scholarship, the FMU Aviation Department Scholarship, the Greater Miami Aviation Scholarship. He is also the first Mr. Junior ever on campus. Traditionally, it has always been a miss, but he was voted as Mr. Florida Memorial University 2022 and 2023. Y'all know that's Reverend Thorpe's grandbaby. But he also received an Outstanding Academic Aviation Award and has made the Dean's List every semester. The Dean's List every semester. I just want to say this because I don't think that these kind of things get enough airtime when it comes to our young black men and women. Everybody is not booty shaking. Everybody is not in jail. Everybody's not on the corner. Everybody, but we have some HBCU kings and queens. We've got some people getting awards and scholarships, some young people that are changing the world. Every day that they wake up, demons tremble because they're like, oh my God, here comes Leilani again. Oh my God, here comes Jaleel again. And so, Shiloh, can we celebrate our young people? And we celebrate them, that there are so many other things that our young people could be doing. I am excited to read a long list of things that Leilani and Jaleel, please keep the good news coming. We want to celebrate our young people and celebrate our seasoned people. And so all of the great things that are happening in your life are great things that are also happening in the life of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Amen. Amen. We're praying for Sister Ernestine Reed, or for Deacon Willie Thorpe and family in the loss of their cousin, Ernestine Reed. Thank you for your prayers for my family and the loss of my uncle. I'll be traveling to Cleveland next week to bury him. We also are praying for Trustee Tanya McNeil, whose grandnephew transitioned and they traveled to Richmond, as well as the sister, Miriam West, and her family and the loss of her sister-in-law, Helen Hicks. And we're also praying for Christine Harris in the loss of her youngest son, Joseph. Shiloh, let's continue to be a great church. Let's continue to love on one another and do all of the things that make the heart of God glad because we are doing his work in effective ways in the earth. Amen. Well, it's giving time at Shiloh. Come on, give me some. I need y'all to hit that. This band, they got a nice groove over there, don't they? Nice little groove. But when I say it's giving time, I need you to give me some giving music. I need the folks to be, hey, there it is. That's what we need. It's giving time. And listen, scripture tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. That word, a cheerful, is translated hilarious, right? A halal giver, hilarious giver. That is connected to that word hallelujah, which is the highest praise. How many of you know that your giving is an expression of praise? I want y'all to be excited about giving. And also understand this. There are two things, the biblical principle that we find in Scripture. And the first is the principle of the tithe. And so you may be asking, well, Pastor Brown, what is the tithe? Tithe is 10% of all of your increase. And so everything that God blesses you with, 10% is what we bring back to God. Yes. Tithing has a lot to do with faith, that you've got to trust God in order to give to God. Yeah. Are y'all with me? The tithe is something that we do not contingent upon the church, but the tithe is something that we do because of our allegiance to God. Don't get quiet. Because of our allegiance to God. And so whether we're happy with the church or not, whether you like my shoes or not, y'all like my shoes? This little bling thing, I couldn't wait to get out there. Whether you like my shoes or not, whether you appreciate my sermon or whether Tina sings the songs that you like or not, we still tithe. Why? Because tithing has to do with our relationship with God. Y'all with me? And so scripture says that the tithe is 10% of all of our increase. And scripture goes on to say, bring the whole tithe, Aubrey, into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. But then God goes on in that Malachi text to say, and try me on this. Who wouldn't serve a God who's so bold in what he offers to us that he says, you know what? And test me. Test me on this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you that you won't have room enough to receive. Why am I taking my time today with this? Because I don't want anyone to miss the blessing of an open heaven. I want to make sure that we're clear about this opportunity to live in abundance and overflow and a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. And it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about the fact that every believer is invited into this opportunity to invest, this opportunity to bring the tithe, this opportunity to honor scripture principle that finds us in a position where we have so much, Damaris, that we cannot contain it, that we have so much that everybody that's in our vicinity gets to get blessed, that we have so much that anyone connected to us also gets blessed. I don't want anybody to miss out on this opportunity. And sometimes we miss it because we just don't know. And so the tithe is what? The tithe is 10% of all of your increase. The tithe is not just consistent giving because I give every Sunday, that's my tithe. No, tithe is 10% of all of your increase. I've been tithing since I was a child. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm not sharing with you what I think. I'm not sharing with you what I think, but Deacon Han, I'm sharing what I know. What I know. Then there's this line in there that God says, try me on this, but then he says, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. Anybody been tussling with the devourer lately? Anybody have been having some problems with the devourer lately? That he's coming for your mind, coming for your spirit, coming for your money, coming for your peace? Anybody having some troubles with the devourer? Well, I'll tell you a surefire way that scripture tells us to get the devourer rebuked. Tithe. Then here's the second opportunity to give. Scripture tells us that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and winter, it will never end. And so as long as you are bringing an offering, there will always be a harvest in the works for you. But here's how you get in. Some of y'all gamble. I know you do. I see you in the spirit at the 7-Eleven doing straight and box. NBA playoff. Some of y'all got your little bids in. No judgment. I'm just saying. But the kingdom of God always yields a return when you invest in it. I don't know what your NBA things are going to yield you. I'm not sure what the lotto yields you. A lot of times, nothing. But what I know, Deacon Davis, is that the investing and sowing in the kingdom of God has not failed me yet. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? So if you're in the house, and I won't belabor this moment, but I want to make sure that we're clear on what giving is and clear on what this giving opportunity is, not something that we just skate through, but when we get to the offering moment, that this is our opportunity for prosperity. Not just because I said so, but because Scripture. I'm sorry, we're a Baptist church, and we believe that Scripture is the ultimate authority, right? And because Scripture says so, and so this is your opportunity for prosperity. If you need an envelope, please raise your hand and our ushers will be glad to serve you if you need an envelope. If you are giving electronically, we have several giving options for you today. Brother Gene, can you put our Cash App and our Zelle options on the screen if we can make that real big so that the saints can see it? Can you all see that? Those of you that are giving electronically, our Cash App and our Zelle options. We also have Givelify. And so those of you that are online, you can give electronically. Those of you in the sanctuary, however you desire to give, this is your opportunity to give. Let's stand to our feet, all of God's cheerful givers. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Stand to our feet like we are ready to bring the whole tithe and like we are cheerful. Anybody excited to give? Anybody excited about this opportunity for prosperity? I can't wait to get to my seat so that I can log on to Zelle and I can give as well. But just holding your gifts, holding your tithes and your offerings, your gifts, your seeds in the air, just stretch them toward heaven. If it's on your phone, lift your phone toward heaven. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for extending to us this opportunity for prosperity. Now, God, I pray that you would make your word come alive in the lives of your people. Open the windows of heaven for every tither. Pour out the blessing that they will not have room enough to receive. God, rebuke the devourer on their behalf. Cause everything that works against their prosperity and their well-being to back up in the name of Jesus. Do it now for your name's sake. And then God, for every seed sower, we thank you that these seeds, Lord God, shall be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that even now, Lord God, you are orchestrating favor for us in the name of Jesus. That even now, Lord God, that you are preparing people that the ministry of this church will reach, Lord God, over the course of the week, the hungry will be fed. Over the course of the week, the naked will be clothed. Over the course of the week, those who need compassion will experience compassion. And Lord, you're doing it all with a seed. And we thank you that you've given us this opportunity to participate in this great work that you are doing in the earth. God, I pray now that you bless every giver. Bless them to the overflow. God, make them never regret investing in the work of your kingdom. Lord God, we thank you for this and everything. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's play some music and let's walk. You're now under the direction of our ushers. Those of you that are joining us online, we have QR codes that are listed. And please join us in this giving moment. Hey, hey, oh.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He's a good God and we come to bless him. Yeah. If you don't mind, you can put your hands together like this as we bless the Lord. Yeah. Come on, choir, let's lift him up. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
lift them up. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
He's good. Yeah.
From this class that we have that are being received into our fellowship today. So every single person is important in God's eyes, every single one. There is nobody any more important than anyone else. That sometimes God will make connections for us that are important as we go forward. So some of the stories that I want to share with you today are dealing with associations, and we're sort of calling this, I think you called it welcome home, Pastor, because so many in our new members group today are either coming back or are associated, they have family here, and if you have family here, certainly you are welcome home, right? And in other cases, they have just had an affinity or a desire in their heart, something about the spirit of Shiloh that says, this is where I need to belong. So I'm going to call them alphabetically. That way I don't miss anybody. And we're going to begin with a family that you've seen here for quite some time. And the mom has been trying to make her way out, and things have happened here and there. But she is here, and her son, Sophania, did you make it down? Are you still? Oh, there she is, Fania Berry and Leif Beck. They're joining us here. So come on. We've been waiting for her. You've seen her. She's been sharing and praising, and life is full of life, L-I-F-E. And so we're just happy that they're here and sharing with us today. And now the next gentleman has been associated with Shiloh for many years. He's a professional musician, and he could unite with any fellowship anywhere. He ministers at many different churches. He's an accomplished musician. But he decided Shiloh was the place he wanted to be here. Join me in welcoming Aaron Brown. Our next new member, you saw her being baptized today, being rebaptized, because she's making another commitment, a deeper commitment with the Lord, and that's Yomi for Hamilton. Our next young lady, her family has had a heritage here at Shiloh for a long time. Some of you may remember her grandparents, but her dad is also here with us today. This is Rhea Fryer. You may recall her grandparents, Venery and David Fryer. Some of you remember them. Her dad, Bernard Fryer, is here. Would you stand up, Dad? He's here to witness his daughter being baptized and being received into the fellowship. Amen. Amen. Now, I know that you have heard Pastor Brown talk about a virtual family, our virtual membership, and maybe some of you are not quite sure that it's something that is really real. Well, I want to say two things. It is certainly very real. We do have online members. I'm going to call the names of two that are remote, so they're not able to come. But we do have two members in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. We have Kasul and John. And I have just been blessed to be sharing with them virtually for several different weeks, different sessions, and also Minister Judy was able to share with me online with John. And it's a 7-hour time difference, so they're not able to be with us live. They watch us after the fact, but they are excited beyond measure to know that Shiloh Baptist Church is praying for them all the way over in Saudi Arabia for John and Kasul. What a blessing. And on the same note of virtual members, we have some members from Nevada, but they could not deal with the fact of possibly receiving the right hand of fellowship remotely. They said, oh no, oh no. In our conversations with them, because I talk to all of our virtual members, we have Zoom sessions, it's just a blessing in my life. But for Barbara Green and her daughter, Leisha Green, they came from Nevada to be here with us today. Come on up, yes. That is how much Shiloh means to them. So you see, the virtual family is real. It is real. Our next member, she was not feeling well last month. Now, her husband came on, he said he was getting his right hand of fellowship last month. But she is here this month, he's still here with us supporting, but I want to invite Tanya Jones to come on up. Take your time, she's still recovering, but she's doing well. So you can stand up, Roy, and just give her a little wave, you know, so. That's her husband, he got his right hand of fellowship last month. Now, I think I'm gonna have to shift everybody down a little. Isn't that a blessing? I have to shift them on down, not enough room. Now, our next two, Brother Fryer, you can have a seat, but you can remain standing. You can actually come on up, you know, at the invitation call. All right. Our next two, I don't want to I can't even call them new members. Our next two re-familiarizing themselves, having come back to the area. No strangers to anybody who's been at Shiloh for some time, but we got Ruth and Major Lee back from Arizona. Come on up. Looking sharp and spry. All right, now. We have joining with us Margaret Pialandrini. And I have to say, come on up, Margaret. I have to say, Margaret was not able to stay yesterday. At the end of our class, we fellowship, and the pastor has a celebration. The leaders of the ministry come in and they meet them, all of our new members. It's a grand time. But she was not able to stay for that part. But on her heart was the need to serve in the food pantry. So I made sure that Deaconess Flora Williams has some time to spend with Margaret. And all of our new members really are ready to go and work in their various ministries. It's just pressing on their hearts is something that they want to do. So we're so happy that Margaret is here. And now the young lady that has tugged at my heart, where are you, Madison? Come on up. Come on up, Madison. We shared Madison's baptism. Come on. But Madison is not alone. Her grandmother's here. You know her, Doreen Mitchell's her grandma. And her auntie is Tykesha. Tykesha Johnson is her auntie. All right, Madison, here, come here. Come here. We're not having no tears here today. This is a happy occasion. You gonna be all right, or you wanna come up here with me? You wanna come with me? You're all right with Margaret? I know you are, okay. She is brave. You know, it's not easy. If you were 9 years old, she made the decision to follow Christ in baptism. My goodness, what a blessing. Now we have another member who was baptized here by Reverend Brent some years ago. Some of you who've been around, you may remember Susie Stuckey. Well, that was her godmother, and I'm speaking of Brenda Rivers. Brenda Rivers coming on back home. Coming home, coming home. Our next new member, his family joined a couple months ago, and he said, oh no, they're not going without me. So we're welcoming Jerry Robinson. Kia Clark is his daughter. So you remember the Clark family was received into our fellowship. That was Brian and Kia and their children, Avery and Gavin. They were received. Well, this is her dad, Jerry Robinson, looking sharp. I told him that this morning. We have another family joining with us, and you shared in their baptism also, the mother and daughter being baptized and being received into the fellowship at the same time. Shakita and Nevaeh Ross. Come on up. Amen. And we have another family, and you have been blessed by his word as he has ministered to her. We heard a sermon that he preached as one of the last words on Good Friday service. He has shared with the men's fellowship, and he shared on our morning prayer, and this will be Minister Jarrell Smith and his young boys, Asher and Micah. Families, 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 yes. And last but certainly not least, I told you I was doing this alphabetically, no favorites. Well, they're all my favorites, but Michelle Tucker. Now, Michelle, come on up, Michelle. Her mother, some of you may recall, she passed some years ago. Dorothy James was her mother. But her cousin, Clifford High, I know Clifford's here somewhere. I saw him going, there's Clifford. That's her cousin. So we have all of these associations in Shiloh today. Look at this. Is this not a blessing? Spreading all across the front of our church. Thank you. So now you can turn around. Pastor Brown has some things that she wants to say, and I just want to say thank you to all of you for the time that you spent with me. And you're not through with me yet. I'm still around. Pastor Brown.
Put your hands together for our new members. I am so excited. So excited. I shared with them kind of at length on our Saturdays at the New Members Fellowship. I get an opportunity to address all of our new members and just express to them how excited we are that you are part of the family. But today marks the moment when the larger body of believers gets to welcome you into the fellowship. When you walk the aisle, each of you, we said that the heart of this church was open for you. And we really mean that. The heart of this church is open. And so bring all of your gifts, bring all of your talents, bring your ideas. Shiloh is a place where you can be at your best, you can be at your worst, and know that you still have a place of peace and a people who will love you and a people who will journey with you. I am so excited because I believe that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the imaginations of men, women, boys, and girls, all that God is going to do through us together. Somebody shout, together. Together. And so Shiloh family, new members, can you just turn and look at the Shiloh family? Shiloh family, can you stand to your feet? Can you stand to your feet? And I have a question for you. I have a question. Shiloh family, do you commit to being a community of faith that will make room and journey with our new members?
Yes.
Do you commit to being a kind church? Do you commit to being a loving church?
Yes.
Do you commit to serving God with all that we are, all that we have, all that we ever will be, and doing it together with our new members?
Yes.
That's good news. New members, I want you to see your new family. These are the kindest people that I've ever met. And together, let's turn the world upside down. Deacon Davis, would you come? We're going to offer you the right hand of fellowship. Brother Vincent, choir, y'all sing something while we're doing this.
You are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Could it be that you are thinking of me?
And praise the Lord for our new members. There's a whole lot of them, too. I just want to ask, if you have joined Shiloh in the last few months, can you stand to your feet if you are a newer member, if you joined the Shiloh Baptist Church in the last few months? Can you just stand to your feet? The family is growing. The family is growing. Come on, Shiloh, just celebrate that the family is growing. We're going to move into our Holy Communion at this time. We'll ask our deacons to come. Our deaconess are all ready for us. Remember the sacrifice at Calvary. Scripture tells us, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Scripture also tells us that it's important to examine ourselves before we partake of the table. For it tells us that for this cause, many are sick and have even fallen asleep because they came to the table in a manner that was unworthy. So I want you to take a moment, we'll all together take a moment, just to take a deep breath and to ask God to forgive us of all of our sins. Come on, let's take that moment. This is a personal moment with God. Say, Lord, forgive me. Some of you know what those sins were. The seasoned saints would say, Lord, forgive me of sins of omission and commission, of sins known and unknown. This is that moment to beg God's pardon. And now, God, we come to your table. And we thank you that we know, because of Jesus' completed work on Calvary, that forgiveness can be our portion, that we are no longer slaves to sin. But Lord, we walk in freedom and victory. And now we come to this table and we ask that you would consecrate these elements, that you would transform them from a natural use to a spiritual one. And that even as we come for this memorial meal, that Lord, something miraculous would happen in the memory. That as we remember the goodness of Jesus, as we remember the blood of Jesus that has the ability to wash us white as snow, Lord God, we pray that someone would feel their help coming. That right here at the table, somebody would know that they're not in this world by themselves. That something, Lord God, miraculous would happen in the memory of your great sacrifice. And so, God, we thank you as we gather around the table. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, they hung him. This is the body of Christ. As we partake of this, let us remember the work that he did for us on Calvary's cross. This is his body that was given for us, that we might live the abundant life and live it freely in him. You may eat. This cup represents the wine. It's the wine, but it represents his blood. For the blood of goats and bulls are no longer effective. Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary's cross, an atoning sacrifice for you and for me. And that as often as we take these elements, drink this, eat the body of our Savior, that we do so in remembrance of him. You may drink.
Put your hands together. Give God some glory in this place, everybody. Turn the green mic on, please. The green mic.
Jesus, Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, put on the full armor of God. That scripture also says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities. So are y'all ready to fight this morning? I want to give a shout out to my sister Belinda, fight on girl. For my baby sister Jamie, fight on sister, fight on. Hallelujah. Oh, you fight.
Oh, Sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm even, never to the pride. Put your arms
on.
Oh,
giving us the ability to fight on. We thank you, Lord God, for the sword that is your word. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you sanctify it, that you make it your own, that you don't let any of these, your precious people, suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But, Lord, will you stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, that your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your bidding in ways that will turn this world upside down. Lord God, today I pray that where they are weak, you would make them strong. That where they are discouraged, that you would infuse encouragement. That, Lord God, where they're headed in the wrong direction, that you would redirect them to the end that you get the glory out of every part of our lives. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon your people today. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And that all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, put your hands together as you take your seats with your sword in your hand. You fight on. Okay, can you just help us today? Can you help us by telling the person next to you, sword in your hand, you fight on. Don't you give up, but with your sword in your hand, the sword that says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. With that sword in your hand, you fight on. With the sword in your hand, the one that tells you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, fight on. With the sword in your hand that says he who has begun good work in you is faithful to complete it. With that sword in your hand, you fight on. And the sword that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you fight on. Hey, with the sword that says, behold, I've given you power to tread over scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. With that sword in your hand, you better fight on. You better fight on. This sword that says I will keep you in perfect peace. Hey, is there somebody who needs a little peace? I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. This sword that says healing is the children's bread. This sword that says the leaves on the trees in glory are for the healing of the nations. This sword that says if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. With that sword, you better fight on. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you. God, we thank you. What is it? You fight on. Thank you, Jesus. You fight on. You fight on. Thank you, Jesus. It's fine now. Y'all stop touching stuff. Whatever, don't touch another thing. It's fine now. Don't touch it. You're good. You're good. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Go ahead and praise him. Because we won't be distracted. I mean, we've come too far for all of that. And so we won't be distracted, not in the middle of our resolve to fight on. The devil is a lie. That devil is a lie. We won't be distracted. Hey! Come on, Shiloh. Come on, Shiloh. Just bless him for a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We fight on. We fight on. Come on, y'all, play for Carlos. Don't let him dance with no music. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You fight on. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody help Sister Mary Alexander bless the Lord. I see you back there, Sister Mary. Come on, somebody help her bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just one more time, help me today and tell somebody, you fight on. Don't you give up. You fight on. Fight on. Fight on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Genesis, the first chapter. And I'll read in your hearing verses 1 through 2. Yeah. Sometimes you just need a reminder not to give up. I've said this before, I'll say it again, that we don't always know what it took for somebody just to get to the seat that they're in. We don't always know what it took. And so when we get into the house of the Lord and we hit a moment like we just hit, and folks have outbursts where they can't contain it and they just start to run, or they start to dance, or they begin to shout, the ushers in the back on this side just, I mean, they went in. I don't know what was happening there, but they just went for it. Here's what we do. We just say, get what you need.
say, you might not be a runner and you might not be a dancer. You might not be a shouter, but what you can do is say, go ahead, Brother Vincent, and get what you need. Get what you need from God. As Deacon Rodney, sometimes the shout is the difference between whether we go on or whether we... Genesis 1:1-2. Genesis 1:1-2. I'm so glad that I don't pastor no quitting church. Sorry, Mommy, I know that grammar was horrible. But I'm so glad that I don't pastor no quitting church. Turn around behind you and say, don't you quit. You fight on with your sword in your hand. You fight on. Genesis 1:1-2. Those of you that are joining us online, we hope that you have shouted in your house. We do know that sometimes these things don't always translate the same online, but you are more than welcome to shout in your kitchen, in your living room. I'm not sure if you're at work, how they'll take that, but hey, fight how you gotta fight and do what you gotta do. But here's what we say to you, get what you need. Get what you need. Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1-2. I don't intend to be before you long today. Don't y'all fall asleep on me today. But the word of the Lord reads this way. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When we were in school, and some of you are in school right now, we learned that a basic component of problem solving was asking the right questions. Reverend Thorpe, my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Claire Savino, while helping me to fine-tune my writing ability, suggested that perhaps one day I could even be a journalist. She told us that we needed to ask the five W's. With origins in Aristotle's Nicomachean ethics, the asking of the following questions were necessary for interrogating a situation for information and reporting. Those questions were who, what, when, where, and why. And later, and frequently, the question of how was added. In the first chapter of Genesis, something has happened. It's here that we find an account of creation. Who? God. What? Creation of the heavens and the earth. When? In the beginning. Where? An earth without form. Why? Because God wanted to. And how? Well, God said, let. And there was. And often in our interrogation of this situation, we skip over this one very important piece, that is that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, who is that? Well, that would be the third person of the Trinity. What does the Spirit do? The Spirit is the creative breath of God. The Spirit is the person of the Godhead. You know, we believe that God is in three persons, one God in three. God, the Son, and the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is the one who grants life and empowerment and guidance to that which is created. And the Holy Spirit did not just hit the scene on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, but even in creation, the Holy Spirit is present and active.
Genesis 1 gives us an account of the creation story, but I need you to understand that there is no creation without the movement of the Spirit. You don't mind if we walk back for a moment. In the beginning, God created and the Spirit was hovering. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, but the earth needed some more, Reverend Carlos. Let's start here. The earth was frameless. The earth was empty. Some scholars say that the earth was a mangled mass, a mingled mass, or a hodgepodge of matter. We say often chaos. That's the most often description of what was happening in the creation story, what God had to work with. We say chaos simply because it was uninhabitable. It was not suitable for human life. The condition that the earth was in is described also as emptiness. Or a dark abyss. It's not nothing. Are y'all with me? It's not nothing, but what it is not distinguishable at this point. But here's the thing, it has a name, and its name is Earth. And in this formless and frameless something is darkness on the face of the deep. While we often speak of darkness in negative terms, this wasn't that. And I want you to leave here today clear about this. This darkness was not a threat to God's power. That this darkness was not a threat to God's presence or willingness to do what God is about to do. And how do we know this? Well, we know this because God has already exercised authority over it, evidenced by the fact that we're calling it something. It is called darkness. Why is it called darkness? It's called darkness because God named it darkness. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that darkness was not a threat to God because God knows exactly what to do with it. See, darkness is a concern for us because we don't know what to do with darkness. We don't always know what to do with things that we cannot distinguish. That's right. We get bent out of shape when life lands us in those seasons when we don't have the ability to distinguish a thing. When life lands us in circumstances where nothing is particularly happening, but life is not distinguishable. We don't know if it's good and we don't know if it's bad. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been at a point in life where you've scratched your head and asked, what in the world am I looking at? What exactly am I looking at? And when we live our way into some territory or some season that is without form and void and sometimes seemingly not conducive for human life and you just can't see because the season is dark, beloved, I want you to remember this, that darkness is not a threat to what God is about to do in your life, in your situation, in your home, on your job, in your bank account, because God knows exactly what to do with the darkness. Be clear. Be very clear. Just because it's a concern for you doesn't mean it's a threat to God. Who? God. What? Creation of the heavens and the earth. When? In the beginning. Where? An earth without form. Why? Because God wanted to. How? God said, let, and there was. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness is on the face of the deep, but the spirit hovers over the waters. What is this spirit, Brother Vincent? It is an agent of God's eternal love for God's creation. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. It is by this agent and through this expression that humankind is invited to come into relationship with the Father and enabled to remain there despite our imperfection. Holy Spirit hovered above the face of the deep and was present and participatory in the act of creation. I want to share a Hebrew word with you, and that Hebrew word is ruach. The ruach, which means the breath or wind, and that's what's used in these initial verses of Genesis with reference reference to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of inspiration and divine power, and it's through the work of this same Spirit that the prophets would be empowered to boldly proclaim the heart of God and stand in authority that they would not have possessed otherwise. It is through this Spirit that they were commissioned to proclaim the who and what of God's agenda in the earth in matters of justice. It is the Holy Spirit that empowered them to speak on behalf of the marginalized of their society, with particular attention to the poor and widows and orphans and foreigners who came in their borders. But Shiloh, in creation, the Spirit is hovering. This same Spirit is hovering, and hovering is a verb. Hovering is a doing, hovering over the waters. And then as I examined the text and interrogated the text, I said, waters. Wait a minute, another thing that we cannot control. Yet here the Spirit hovers, uncontained waters. Hovering over uncontrolled waters, uncontained waters, uncontrolled waters can also be intimidating to us. These things can pose a threat to us. Anybody ever been in a flood? Matter of fact, not that long ago, some of your basements were flooded out because of what? Uncontrolled waters. I remember talking on the phone to some of you, and you said, there's a swimming pool in my basement, right? Because uncontrolled waters. But these things can pose a threat to us. But just like darkness, it is not a threat to God. Waters are not intimidating to God because God controls them. In fact, God exercised authority over them by naming them. They are not a threat to God because God controls them. They are a concern to us because we can't control them. However, it's over the waters that the Spirit hovers. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, right? Y'all all right? You learning something about the Holy Spirit today? Have I mentioned to you that hovering is an action word? Yeah. Hovering is a verb. I told you when I got up here, I didn't intend to stay before you very long this morning. But can I go ahead and make this live in your life today? I'd like to give an accurate report of something that is happening as we speak. I mentioned my fifth grade teacher told me that it was important to ask the right questions in order to report a quality story. I asked some questions in the text to figure out how what has happened in here applies to what's happening out here. And so I hope that you don't mind that I report a few things to you about the relationship of the Holy Spirit to where you may be right now. And so we asked the question of who. Well, who? Can you just state your name real quick? You don't know your name. God. In your mercy. Who? You, now state your own name. There you go, you got it. You answer prayer quick. And what? In a situation that is without form. It's void and can't make sense of it. It's dark and I can't see. There are some things that are surrounding you that you can't control and you need some help. When? Right now. Anybody need help from God right now? Where? Right here in the Lord's house. Why? Because life happens, and sometimes in this life you will land in some places that are just like this. How? I don't even really know. I just know that I need help. But guess what I also learned, y'all, when I was in the fifth grade, I learned that there can be more than one side to a story, DeMarco. And so here we go. Different people see it from different angles and perspectives. And so the next side of this story, the question is asked who, and the answer is God. And the next question is asked what, and the answer is not threatened by your chaos, the darkness encompassing you, or the waters that are surrounding you. The next question is when. There has never been a time. Did you hear the words that just came out of my mouth? There has never been a time wherever you are. Why? Because God loves you, and because God loves us. And how? The Spirit. How is God going going to do it. He's going to do it by the Spirit. The Spirit is already hovering. Did you not know? Have you not heard? Did not anybody ever tell you that the Holy Spirit was not just hovering way back then, but the Holy Spirit is hovering right now? Beloved, I know that some things are complicated. Some things, though, are also really simple. And here it is, and we're getting ready to go from here. The help that you need comes from the Spirit of the living God. And just like in creation, where God is, God's Spirit hovers. And the function of the Spirit is to get whatever it is hovering over ready for God to do what God is about to do with it, in it, and through it. Let me say that again, because I need you to understand that when the Spirit is hovering, it's not just hovering to be hovering. But when the Spirit is hovering, the function of God's Spirit, just like in creation, is to get whatever it is hovering over ready for God to do what God is about to do with it, in it, and through it. The Spirit hovering prepares the earth for the commands that result in creation that is to follow. The earth is without form and it is void. There is darkness that is over the deep. And the Spirit hovers over the waters. And when all of the things are present and accounted for, it is then that God says, let there be. And guess what? There is. Beloveds, I read somewhere that divine presence assures abiding existence despite its condition. Understand this. If the Spirit is hovering, it means that this is not the end of you. Can I run it back? Because I think that y'all missed that divine presence assures abiding existence despite its condition. If the Spirit is hovering, it means that this is not the end of you. If the Spirit is hovering, it means that something is about to shift. When the Spirit is hovering, it means that something is about to be rearranged for the purposes of purpose and longevity. When the Spirit is hovering, it informs all chaos and darkness and uncontained waters that their reign is up. Why? Because God is about to create. A good day, Shiloh, take courage. I hope that y'all will come back next week and bring somebody with you. And I hope that you were helped by our worship time together this morning. But the Spirit is hovering. And so whatever your chaos is, whatever it is in your life that needs to take form and need some shape to it, whatever it is that you can't make sense of, whatever darkness is covering, whatever uncontained waters are raging in your soul, take heart. The Spirit is hovering, and the Spirit indicates to us that God's creative juices are flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the Spirit of the Lord shows up, when the Spirit of God is hovering, change is inevitable. And so I have a quick announcement to make to you today as we get ready to go. And here it is. Your help is here. Your help is here. Your help is here. The Spirit is hovering over your rejection, over your disappointment, over your dreams, over your ideas, over your visions. The Spirit of the living God is hovering over your sickness, over your confusion, over your marriage, over your children. The Spirit of the living God is hovering. But you may be asking, well, Pastor Brown, now that it's hovering, what do I do? Well, all you have to do is your part. And when it comes to the matters of the Spirit, what is your part? All you gotta do is yield. All you gotta do is yield. All you gotta do is yield.
you. Somebody throw your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. And say, God, I yield. I let you do what you desire to do. God, I yield. I lean in to the flow of the Spirit. The chaos did nothing but yield. The earth and the darkness did nothing but yield. The waters did nothing but yield. So yield to the voice of God and allow the Spirit to have its way. The Spirit of the living God is hovering, and not just on your situation, but it's you hovering over you. Somebody just go. He's hovering over you. And where the Spirit is hovering, change is taking place. Where the Spirit is hovering, change is inevitable. Where the Spirit of the Lord is hovering, order is about to come. Somebody shout, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where the Spirit is, he's bringing order to my thoughts. Where the Spirit is, he's giving strength. Where the Spirit is, he's releasing peace. Where the Spirit is, he's giving direction. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Somebody shout, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, deliver me, empower me. Help, 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 help. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Fall fresh. Because where the Spirit hovers, change is inevitable. Where the Spirit hovers, it's only there, Jay, because God is getting ready to work. That where the Spirit is, it indicates to us that God's creative juices are flowing. If we fast forward to the end of that creation story, chapter 2, God rests. Is it 2? At the end of the story, when God is finished in the act of creation, Scripture tells us this, that God took a break. But this is where we shout. He didn't just take a break because he was finished. God took a break, Deacon Banks, because he looked at what he created. And said, this is good. This is good. I've created some good stuff. And
And so, my brothers and sisters, if the Spirit is hovering, and if the hovering of the Spirit indicates to us, Reverend Gloria, that God's creative juices are flowing, then even in the midst of chaos, if we feel the winds of the Spirit blowing, we should be rejoicing, because God does not make anything that is not good. And so whatever it is that God is hovering over, hallelujah, we can rest assured that when God is done, it's going to be good. That when God is done, it's going to be good. The Spirit of the living God is hovering. The Spirit of the living God is hovering over the Shiloh Baptist Church. The Spirit of the living God is hovering over you, standing all over the sanctuary. We're getting ready to go. If you're here today and you're saying, I hear about this Spirit, but how do I lock in? How do I do more than just hear this story of creation and a God who shows up in the midst of that which is formless and that which is chaos and that which is dark and that which is uncontrolled and just hovers over it and then creates amazing things? That, have y'all noticed that everything that God created in creation is still here? The sun was right where he hung it. Last night, the moon, it showed up a little late. But it's right where he put it. Those of us who are able to breathe, we don't have lung conditions. I bet you didn't have to look for oxygen today. Even behind that mask, you've been able to breathe. Why? Because everything that he created in creation, still right there. But creation wasn't limited to what happened then. He created you. Planned for you even before you were formed in your mother's belly. And so if you're here today and you're saying, I want to lock in and I want to have a relationship with this God, I'll tell you how you can do it. Through his son, Jesus. God loved the world so much that he gave his son Jesus. Scripture tells us that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So how do I do this? Well, Scripture also tells us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It also tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart he is Lord, then you shall be saved. It doesn't say that you have to stop cussing. It doesn't say that you have to dress a certain way. It doesn't say that you have to stop all sin. Some of us have been saved a long time and we're still struggling with sin. But I want to tell you, any reason that you would give why you can't come to Jesus is not a reason for Jesus not to receive you. Because even right now, he's got his hands extended to you saying, would you come? And so if you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be baptized, would you come and meet our leaders? They are all the way out in the aisles. These are some of the kindest people I've ever met. But would you just slip out of the aisle and meet us here at the altar? If you're online, you can just type in the comments, I want to be saved. And Minister Tanita, Minister Alicia, they will respond to you in real time. Here's the second call. If you're here and you want to become a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, the heart of this church is open. Wow. And we are ready for you. The heart of this church is open and we are ready for you. The heart of this church, Minister Tanita, yeah, there we go. The heart of this church is open and we're ready for you. Is there another? The heart of this church is open. Will you come and be a part of this Shiloh family? This is an amazing church, and we want to do life with you. We want to do ministry with you. I'd love to be your pastor. Do you want to come? Shiloh family, can you give us a hand? Come on, here's another one coming. Come on, brother. Man, woman, boy, girl, would you come? Would you come? Many have come, but there's room for all of you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, and join the family. We've been praying for you. The saints have been praying for you since 1908, for 114 years. People have been praying just for you. People have been sacrificing in hopes that one day you would come to know Jesus, that you would come to connect with the right church family. And so if you're here and you want to be a member of Shiloh, you still have an opportunity. Don't let this moment pass you by. And then if you're online, we won't leave you out. You saw we've got members in Saudi Arabia. We've got members all the way in Nevada. We won't leave you out. Wherever you are, every believer needs a church home. And so we want to invite you to come and be a part of the Shiloh Baptist Church. The heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you to come and fill it. Waiting for you. Shiloh family, can you help me by asking the person next to you? Say, do you have a church home? Come on and join this one. Come on, help us out. And ask them, do you have a church home? Just join this one. Join this one. Come on here. Join this one. Join this one. And then here is the third call. As we take our brother and sister to the new members intake area, Minister Tyke, we're going to take them to the new members area and continue to minister to them. But at this time, if you are here and you just need some extra prayer, you're here and you're saying, I just need a little extra prayer before I leave this place. The altar is open, and I want to invite you to come to the altar at this time for altar prayer. You just need a little extra prayer that before you leave, come on, brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters. The Lord which keepeth thee. Come on, the altar is open. Go ahead, Vince.
He will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shepherd.
Come on, the altar is open. We're getting ready to go home. We're getting ready to go home, but let's pray. Let's come to the altar first.
Upon thy right hand. Shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, my help,
my help,
my help.
You have come for different reasons. I don't have the mind of God, but He knows why you are here. He knows your heart. He knows your need. He knows all about you. Father God, We thank you for these who have come. They've come, Lord. Some came running. Some came walking. Some came walking with assistance, Lord. But they came. They came here, Lord God, because they need you. We need you. In all of our endeavors of life, in all of the circumstances of life, whether we need you because of a health issue, we know that you, Lord God, can handle that. Whether it's because of a financial reason, we know, Lord God, that you can even take care of that. It might be because of a relational issue. Father God, you are the ultimate in taking care of relational issues. Whatever it is, we've come to this altar. Now, Lord God, as each has come, we pray, Father God, that you are covering over them. Whatever that need is, that by your Spirit, Lord God, that if it is a deliverance, that you deliver them. By your Spirit, Lord God, whatever the need, that you might cover it, protection. We praise you, Lord God, for your promise is true. You promised never to forsake us or leave us. That whatever trial we're going through, Lord God, you will not forsake us. That you would be there. So we're here, Lord God, and we're praying to you. We're asking you, Lord God, to give us a sense of comfort. Somebody's lost a loved one. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God, and let them know earth hath no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Somebody needs a healing, Lord God. Oh, when we read your word, you've healed the blind. You've given them sight. Father God, you healed the lame, given them the ability to walk. You've opened up deaf ears. Father God, you've been there as a healer. So we thank you in advance. Somebody is standing here right now because of a broken relationship. Lord God, mend that relationship. Bring them back together. But more than anything else, bring them first together with you that they might stand. As we all stand here with them, praying with and for them, that you, Lord God, live out your promise in our lives. Father God, whatever the need, whatever the care, we know that you are more than able by your Spirit. As they leave this place, Lord God, for whatever reason they came, strength, courage, peace, calm, whatever the need, that when they leave this altar, Lord God, that they have it, and that they will bless and praise your name for the work that you are doing and have done. We pray this prayer in the blessed name of Jesus, who is our strong tower. In the name of Jesus, who died that we might live the abundant life, in the name of Jesus, who is our refuge, our strength, our shelter from every storm. We pray this prayer and thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you are doing. Let us all say, in the name of Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, amen. 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 Go praising him. Don't take it back. Go praising him.
as you return to your seats. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of you. May Almighty God bless each one of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness.